This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Critics of President Bush's Social Security proposals point out a huge unanswered question. The president wants to change the Social Security system, but he has yet to explain how he would close a giant shortfall that is expected in decades to come. This week, hints have surfaced of one possible solution. It involves changing the way that benefits are calculated when retirees first start collecting checks. The President's Commission on Social Security proposed this idea in 2001, and it has added to the debate over what the nation owes its senior citizens. Here's NPR's Jim Zeroli.
The proposal has been kicking around for several years, but it surfaced again yesterday thanks to a front-page story in The Washington Post. The newspaper said the Bush administration has decided to propose a fundamental change in the way Social Security benefits are calculated. White House spokesman Scott McClellan told reporters the proposal was one of only several being discussed.
There are a number of ideas presented in the form of legislation, a number of ideas presented by members of Congress on how we can move forward on it. We're talking to them about all those ideas.
Still, many people on both sides of the Social Security debate believe the administration has all but decided to adopt the proposal. The idea works this way. Right now, when someone retires, that person's initial benefits are calculated using a complex formula. It's partly based on how much overall wages have risen in the country as a whole during the person's work life. Lawrence Kotlikoff chairs the economics department at Boston University.
That whole adjustment is called wage indexing, and it allows you to get a benefit that reflects kind of the current level of wages that are prevailing in the economy, not just the wages that you were earning back 30, 40 years ago.
But in its 2001 report, the President's Social Security Commission proposed replacing the wage index with one based on inflation. Since inflation increases much more slowly than wages over time, this would eventually save the Social Security system a lot of money. Leanne Abner sat on the Social Security Commission.
There would be no cut at all from what today's retirees get. What there would be, though, is that we would cut the growth in benefits that's currently in the law. Because we can't afford it. We can't afford to pay people more in the future than we're already paying people now.
Even critics acknowledge that making this change would be enough to wipe out much, if not all, of the Social Security system's shortfall over time. But they say it would do so at a huge cost to future retirees. Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says if the change goes through, new retirees would be assured of the same purchasing power for the rest of their lives that they had when they quit working. But, Baker says, everyone else's purchasing power would improve as the economy expanded and productivity increased.
But the idea is that the rest of the population will be able to take many more trips, have more cars, have a much higher standard of living. So the elderly won't be sharing in those gains.
And Baker says the idea that retirees should enjoy a standard of living that's comparable to the broader society's has always been a hallmark of the Social Security system. He says even before wage indexing became law in 1977, Congress periodically raised benefits to ensure that retirees didn't fall behind. Leanne Abner of the Social Security Commission acknowledges that retirees may see lower benefits over time than they otherwise would have gotten, but she contends they'll be more than compensated by the private accounts that President Bush wants to set up. Abner says criticism of the commission's proposals misses the point.
We have to deal with the facts as they are right now. And the facts right now are that if we don't do something, benefits in the future are going to grow significantly and younger workers are going to have to pay for it. We've got to deal with this.
There's at least one complicating factor in all of this. Even if Congress revises the indexing formula now, the changes won't necessarily stick. There will always be political pressure to come back and raise benefits anyway. And if that happens, the Social Security system could be right back where it started. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.